He also has Kinyan for Raya. He doesn't have to pay for Tashmish. If somebody, let's say, guzzles a donkey, Chameya, and he rides on the donkey for 5 years, if he were to rent out a donkey for 5 years, he probably would have to pay rent, maybe $5,000. The halacha is, he returns the donkey and finished. He doesn't have to pay for tashmish. Suppose somebody guzzles a sode and or a house, karke, and he lives in that house for 5 years, so since karke nigzales, he has to pay the rent for 5 years. So why is it, if he guzzles a chameya and he uses the chameya for 5 years, he doesn't have to pay a penny? Because mitalton is nixolim, so mele ligabe tashmishim, even if it's not nishtame, so it's his, he doesn't have to pay tashmishim, because the gazlan is kene de chayfetz, even without shinu ligabe tashmishim, it's his tashmishim, he acquired that as is to an avera, alright, so, but, and if it's not kene shekozal, then he acquires full time, so the gazlan has kinyonim. So the reason is why, in case of Shinu, why does the Gazlan have to pay? Because he's Kenet. And the Gazlan has to make him Isaac Kenet, that's the Mishneh in Merube. That if a Ganef is not Meshech, the Behemeh, from Rishus Habailim outside, so then he's not Chayek. If he makes Agboy, he's Chayek, because Agboy is Kenet Bechol Mokim. But if he makes Meshech, so as long as he didn't pull out the Behemeh, from the Rishus Abaylim, Rishus Anignef is not Chayev. So one Mechayev of Zele and of Neve is King Neve, King Zele. And then there is another Mechayev, Maisek Zele. Maisek Zele. So Reb Chaim says, why is Maisek Zele Mechayev? Reb Chaim mentions, because Ganeve Gazlan, Reb Chaim mentions it among the Chavdalad of his Nizik. So it's not just an expression. It's not just an expression. Then Reb Chaim mentions, all right, this Raya you could argue, but then Reb Chaim mentions another Raya. The Mishnah Yodayim, so Eved Omo, so the Tzduchim argued, why is it that Eved Omo, she is equal, you're not going to have to pay? So, because Shema Yaknetenu V'yeirich V'yad Adish, what does it mean? Because you can't watch, you can't exercise shmire over Eved Omo. They are intelligent beings and they can become spiteful. No matter how much you take care, so you can't achieve it. Sometimes it's even counterproductive. If he has an anger against the master, so the more you watch over him, the more spiteful he will become. In other words, you can't watch over him. She can't watch her, as I explained it. So maybe the Torah doesn't require a person to do what he cannot do. The Torah requires a person to do what he can do. But that what she cannot do, the Torah doesn't require a person to do. So the Rambam mentions Eved V'Omo Ligabi Ganef and Gazlan. The reason, the Rambam in Pirk Aleph of Hilchos Neivei, the reason is why if an Eved or an Omo steals, so the Bailim is not mechuyev, or Rabs, the Bailim is not mechuyev to pay for the Gneve, the Gzele, or the Eved Omo, because Shemo Yaknetan. What kind of, what does it do? That's it. A word in Mazik. So Reb Chaim says, because Ganevi Gazlan, Reb Chaya mentions in the Chavdalet Ovis Nizikin, so there is a chiyu for the Maiseh Gzele also, besides King Gzele. So he said, some Mele, as far as the chiyuv from Isaac Zil is concerned, so then there should be, so it's like mazik, so there should be aloche of shmeros melechem. And the reason is why an odin is not responsible for the maisag neiv, the maisag zil of an eved omo, because he can't watch over him. What? Midaraisa. So he mentions that. So he mentions the raya that Chavdalet Ovis Nizikin that. And Reb Chaim explains the Raivet. You see, the Raivet says, by Karakim, Gozl Sode, Veishot Fino, Gozl Sode Shavno, Soim Larish Fino. It's not Ben, it's a pool of water, no Karak. But Avodim, only Gozl Avodim, Veishkinu, Larish Fino. But Gozl Avodim, Meisu, So he has to pay. Why? So Chaim explains it. Very simple. In other words, you see, since there are two mechayevim, one for the king, is they, one mechayev is the king and zayin, the king and zayin, and one is the ma'isek zayin. Shinu is based upon the king and zayin. And the raya is from the Gemara. As a matter of fact, I think it's today's dafayom in Tmura. Or maybe tomorrow's, I don't know. Dafayom in Tmura. What's the dafayom today? It's Dalet. All right, anyway. What? Not Vayesnan. The machlekes between Abai and Rove, where they're called Milsedom Rachmon Elisavi, the Ovid Mahani, Ovid Loi Mahani. So the Gemara has to kashe, according to Rove, that called Milsedom Rachmon Elisavi, is the Ovid Loi Mahani. So how is the Gazlan Kinebishim? So the Gemara gives a terrace, special Zeus Akosov. Elish Zazash Akosov, Alim Kinche Gozlo Yazav, and Lavdom Mushum. What kind of Rishon has? I mean, the Isar is a Nisa to Gazel, not to have a Shinu. After all, Shinu is Kene, even a Shinu in Mele. If the Allah had been that only Shinu be your dying, could say it's called Milsa Marachman Lisavi. But even a Shinu in Mele, Gozel Behemoth is Kino, so is Kene. So it doesn't appear by the fact that the Behemoth became old. It's not his fault that the Behemoth became old. So what kind of a Shaykhah? The answer is Shinu is not Kene, Mitzat Atzmei. Shinu, because the Gazler makes a Kene. So every Gazlan has Kinyon in the Gapita Shmishim, but not Kinyon Gomo. So there's Gzor Sakosuv. If it's Kinyon she goes out, then he has only limited Kinyon in the Gapita Shmishim, other things. But if it's not Kinyon she goes out, so he has full Kinyon. So Mimele, how is the Gazlan Kinyon be Shinu? Not for the Shinu itself, but for the Maisa Kinyon that he did. So Mimele, it's called Milsedom Rachman Lisavit, Yovid Lemahane. How can it be effective for him? So it's a special Zerus HaKosov. So the aloche that the Gazlan is Kine Bishinu is based upon the Kinyonic Zeyla. Mimele, Karkois, Amufkov Kinyonic Zeyla. Let's say Reb Lezer holds that Karkan is Zeyla. So Rashi says in Bavakame, how would it be Kine? By how would the Gazlan be Chayef? For Gazlan Yisode, if he makes a Kinyan Chazok. But a Kinyan Chazok is effective in Karak. But there is a Gzor Sakosov, a Klal Prat Uchlal, that Kako is in Exodus, because of a Gzor Sakosov. Not because Bimtzias, it's impossible to take away a Sode or a building, but because Al Pidin de Amufke, it's a Klal Prat Uchlal. Reb Lezer doesn't ask in the Klal Prat Uchlal. That's because you're Zayin, Murukame, some Mele. Karka is Nixol, it's for the king's deal. Now, but the question, but, Avod Mizuk Shei Karkois, some Mele, there is no king's deal. Some Mele goes to Avod Mizkinu, he doesn't say, he says Arish Olofanecho, because there are Mufk of the king's deal. But goes to Avod Mizu, so then he has to pay Mitzademaisa Gzeil. And Reb Chaim says it's two parshas. The parsha of kings, they read that's in the parsha, Veishiv, the posik, Veishiv, Sakzelo, Asher Gozal, Imkin, Asher Gozal, Yarzel, Lavdom, Bujshumet, kings, they read, and then the posik in Vayikro, so he says Vishilam, so that's for the Maiseg, they read.
If you can't Veishiv, then it takes off the whole thing. No?
That's right, yeah. So the Maiseg, they read. And the Maiseg, they read, is Misad Mazik. That's why, if not for the fact that Shemo Yaknite, Rabbi Yilach, Yali Dishlo Chaveirei, so he would be chayef. Mitzat King Zeile is not chayef to say that he should have Kinyon Zeile because the Eved and the Omo Gamveto, they rapped. But Mitzat Maisek Zeile is a form of Mazik. Anyway, so it's really a chiv of Mazik. So the question is, how can Sheol be called Ovis Nizikin? So I think the plain pshat is, Enoch Nam, as far as the Chiyuv Onsen of Sheol is concerned, that has nothing to do with Mazik. I mean, what kind of Mazik is he? He can be the biggest Chofetz Chaim, I mean, and still be higher for Ons. But a Sheol is also higher for Pshi and for Neil Aveide. He's higher even for Onsen. But the same Chiyuvim that applies to Shemachinon applies to Ishael too. So Mele, insofar, he mentions there are certain people who are mazikim. So Sheol is a mazik in regard to the chiyuv for pshia. But enoch name the chiyuv of onsin is not called a mazik. That's what I think. By Tana de Rabchi. Tana de Rabchi, Zalbun Beis. Esrim Vabo Oveis Nizikin. Esrim Vabo Oveis Nizikin. Tashlo Mekeifo, Tashlo Vabo Vachamisho, Vigane, Vigazlen. No, so let's say. So, of course, 1 second, please. He counts the 13 of his Nizikin of Rabbeish. But then another 11. So where do we have 11? Tashlum Kefil, Tashlum Abroch Hamisho, Ganev Gazlen 4, Egin Zemim 5, Horeine 6, Hamifate 7, Leitzishemra 8, Hamitame 9, Midame 10, Minasach 11. Vihane Tresha. I mean, so together with 13, 11 plus 13 is 24. What again?
Where are the other 13?
That's Chavayishe, that we learned before.
He's adding to these 13.
Okay.
Oh, we learned before?
Yeah, we learned before. All right. Yeah,
we, okay. On the top of the block, we learned 13?
Yeah, top, middle, I don't know. But, Tashlum Kefil Sarash. Tashlum Kefil Imotzi Timotzi Biyode Agnevo. תשלום עבור חמישה בתווח מייחד וגנב שמשלם על פי עצמי ומשלם כיפור על קרם בלבד וכגן שהיא דמעצמי דמיד בקנס פוטה תדברין אשר ישין על היקין ישבשין על הים משלם שני והי נקנס ואמון מפרק מרובה פרט למה שיש עצמי וגז לנמר עבו תכסי ואיש וזגזיל אשר גוז אינה סמפתה כסיב חמישה כסף כסיב אינס ובמפת הכסיב כסף ישקל כמי האבסולס כמי האבסולס פשט כמי האבסולים של אינס דהיינה חמישים כסף. Now there is a מחלקת between רבונון and כסובס and רב שמעון גמליאל as to whether כסובה the ראיסה כסובס פסולה is ראיסה or כסובס פסולה is the Rabbon. The Rabbon say that Ksuva is Midivrei. And Rav Shimon Gamliel said the Ksuva is Midraise. Where is the Mokka Midraise? So is the Posik by Mifat. I mean, the Kesef Yishkel Kimea Apsuris. So what it means? He'll take Kesef like the dowry of Apsuris. That means Ksuva. So the question arises, so how can the Chachomim say this ksuv is Rabbon, isn't it? Befir Shaposik. Kesef Yishkel Kimeir Apsuleis. Kesef Apsuleis. 1 second, please.
Well, I want to ask one thing. Then he says a 50 or how come
please,
it's 200?
Mr. Apsuleis. So he accept Kesef like the dowry of Apsuleis. So Rav Shimon Gamliel learns out from that ksuv is the rice. Ksuv is the rice. But the Rabbanon say Ksuv is the Rabbanon, so what do they do with the Posik? Kesef Yishkel Kimei Apsuleis. So this is what Rashi explains. Kesef Yishkel Mefate Ksiv. Kesef Yishkel Kimei Apsuleis. Kimei Apsulim Shalines. Dehaine Chamishim Kesef. In other words, according to the Rabbanon, Kimei Apsuleis does not have reference to Ksuve. That's the Rabbanon. But to Enes. Because by Enes, the Torah spells out Chamishim Kesef. Mitzi Shemra Ksivi Onshoi Simir Kesef. Mitamei Truma. Midamei is Truma Bechul. Uminaseich Yayin Lavrizor. Umisachas Gitin Miforesh Amai Likomlei Bin Rabbe Mnei. Now let's see the Gemara in Gitin. It's very important. Manzor. Yeah. Gittenberg and Zokin, Daphne Days on the Vase. The Mishnah, Mitame Vam, Dame Vam, Naseich, Vishegeik, Potter, Benezit Chai. So there's a Machlekes in Gemore between Rabbi Yechanan and Cheskie, whether Hezek Shin Nikar Shmei Hezek and Hezek Shin Nikar Shmei Eloi Shmei Hezek. So, one man Cheskie holds that Hezek Shin Nikar Shmei Hezek. So may let me the Raisa or the Mued Leilom, so Ben Shegek, Ben Meyit Yitzchai. And, but the Chachomim were Misakein, that B'Shegek is Potea, Kidei Sheyidiyei, that's what Cheskie says. Then Eichanan says the reverse, the Hezek Shin Nikar Lo Yishmeyes. So on the Raisa level, if Meyit is Potea. But, with the Rabbonon, the Chachomim were Mechai, Meyit, Kidei Sheleik Lechot Vyechot, Heileich, Anyway, so the finale is, according to both, that Hezek Shin Nikar, so be mezit is chayev, be sheit is potter. But according to Chesky and Hezek Shin Nikar Shmei Hezek, then midraisa is chayev, even sheigeik, and the chachomim misakin sheik is potter, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that Hezek Shin Nikar lo Shmei Hezek. So the rice is potter even mezit, and the chachomim mechayev mezit. But the finale is the same. B'shegik potter mezit chayev. That's what the Mishnah says. Hamitamei v'amidamei v'amenaseich b'shegik potter mezit chayev. Itma. Minaseich. Rava ma'menaseich mamesh. Mamesh, he was menaseich l'abrizor. U'shmuel oma mi'arif. He just took yayin esech and mixed it to his real wine, mutadike wine. So the whole taruvis becomes us. Mandoma me'arev, Shmuel, who says that the minasich of the Mishnah is reference to me'arev, why can't he apply it to minasich mamesh? My time eliyoma minasich, omaloch, minasich komli midarabne. So there is no chiyuv tashlumi because he's chayev misa. And even if he does it b'shegeik,
for a bezorah.
A bezorah. And even if he does it b'shegeik, so it's tomi v'cheskes halach chayov in misa shegeik in his pturim tashlumi. So memele is forced to apply it to me'arev, b'gnat nasach is potter. V'idoch, so how does Rav apply it to nasach mamish, but nasach mamish is potter altogether? Kid Raviyami, the Omar Raviyami, Mishas Hagboy Udkone, Mishai Binapshe Lehave Ashasnis. No, we all touch Raviyami, that here we can't apply the aloha, Rav holds, we cannot apply the aloha from the Rabne, Bem Nasich, because it's not Bidne. In order to apply the aloha from the Rabne, it has to be simultaneous. The Chi of Momin, the Chi of Mise, have to occur, take effect, Mame the same moment. But here, the Chi of Momin takes place the moment he's Magbiat. And then, a few minutes later, he keeps on start shaking the wine, Lishima Brizor. So the Chi of Mise is Bishas Shichshuch, Bishas Nisuch. And the Chi of Momin is a moment earlier, so it's not been. Now the question is, that's the Svore of, of Rav, who says Menasech Mamesh. So why does Shmuel say it couldn't be Menasech Mamesh? Apparently, and Tezvin discussed it, apparently, because Shmuel holds, he disagrees with Rabbi Amir. He says, Mishas Hagboyu Dikone, Mishaya Binafshe, Lehava Ashes Nisuch, but Hagboye Tzerech Nisuch, like Ravobin Saloch, Akira Tzerech Hanoch. That's the Pashtus. Anyway, so we have a Machleikis here in the Gemara between Rav and Shmuel, whether when the Mishnah says Minasich, it is referenced to Minasich Mamesh, or it is referenced
right.
To Ma'arev. Okay, now let's see the Rashi. Midamei Trume Bechulm, Minasich Yayin Rav Dizor, Miseches Gittin Miforesh, Amai Likom Libin Rabnei. So in other words, so this Rashi certainly assumes that Minasich means not Me'arev, but it means Minasech Mamesh, like Rav. Because if Rashi would say that Rav Chiya's Braise is like like Shmuel, why does the Rashi say in Morin Gitten it's Miforesh, why we don't see come the Rabbi? Why? Because it's not Bidne. But according to Shmuel, we do see come the Rabbi. But it means Me'arev. It means Me'arev. So apparently this Rashi is like Rav. Otherwise, the expression in Rashi, Miseres Gitten Miforesh, Amayel come the Rabbi, wouldn't make sense. But let's soon see. So far it appears from Rashi that Menasich means Menasich Mamash. All right. Mitamei midami Menasich leksive behedye. Vafil hoche have ove shebechol nezekin. Vinezek momin ksiv betira. Maki nefesh behimo yishalmeno. Menasich, then he says, almost toch kilibor, I mean. Menasich es hayayin lekeli meima shen nischei. So what does it mean? It means me'arev. So, first of all, so it's a stira m'nei obey. It's a stira m'nei obey. The first Rashi, he says, uvig mesach es gitin miforash hamay likom derabne. So what does Rav say? Why don't say kom derabne? Because it's not bidne. Because mishas hakboi udischayim. For the mazik, for the gzeile, whatever, and the chiyuv mi says later on, 2 minutes later, a minute later, but it's not beidne mamish. So Rashi here has implied that miasich in rabchiyah means minasach mamish. Otherwise, it wouldn't make sense to ask why don't say kom drabne. Then he says no, umit. He says, Nasach Sayain, Lekel Limeima, Shenishe Biai Nesach Shezoag Bei, Tloikome Hasre Vloimide, the Basbli Mamini and Eshebe. All right, I am Bipne Yishua, but Rashi is very difficult. It's very difficult on two scores. First of all, it's difficult because he says Samanei Obey. The previous Rashi implies that Nasach means Nasach Mamish, because if Nasach wouldn't mean Nasach Mamish, how can we ask? Now he says no, it doesn't mean Minasach Mamesh. Why doesn't it mean Minasach Mamesh? Not because of Kom Derabne. With that he has no difficulty, because Rav says it's not Bidne. So it's like Rav. But another reason, because if it's Minasach Mamesh, so then he's not a Mazik. Because if he's So that's Rashi says something else here. He doesn't say lekli meima shenischei mamish. But he says, "Lekeli meima shenischei biyai nesach shezoag." In other words, not yai nesach, not lekeli meima shenischei mamesh, but lekeli meima shenischei biyai nesach shezoag. We can't see me'arev. We can't see me'arev. In other words, so that kasha is no kasha. In other words, he points out not like that not like Shmuel, because Shmuel says in the Mishneh that Minasich means Me'arev, and Rashi said here before it is Minasich Mamesh, and the reason as to why we don't say Kom Derabne, because it's not Bidne. One second, please do me a favor, because it's not Bidne. So then he points out the accordance of the previous Rashi. In other words, and we cannot say maybe it means that he was Zerik Yai Nesach, let's say he had the barrel one, Yai Muta. So then, and he had a glass with Yai Nesach. So he poured in the glass of Yai Nesach into the barrel of wine. So then, in other words, like Shmuel, that's what Shmuel says, Me'arev. We can't say that. Why can't we say that? Why can't we say that? So the Gemara in Gittin says Shmuel cannot, that Rav. Oh, so let's see what the Gemara says. it ma menasse khav ma menasse ma mesh mu lo ma'arif man da ma'arif mai tam lo menasse o mu lo menasse kom der ab nei vi doch sam mele it could not so Shmuel says that the Mishnah could not have reference to menasse ma mesh because from the ab vi doch en rav because it's not bidne. The Rabbi Yirmiyah says, "Agboy yikom yisrael v'naf shalav shas nisach." Uman doma minaseich. My Rav, who says minaseich, my time aloma me'arev. Omaloch me'arev. Hayne midam. We cannot say that it means me'arev because the Mishnah was. Please do me a favor, please. Because the Mishnah mentions mitame separately and midame separately and minaseh separately. So mele, if it means, Rav says, the Mishnah could not have reference to mi'arev, because if it means mi'arev, so then it's the same thing as midame. What difference does that make? One is in truma, what is midame? He is mi'arev, chumo is truma. And what is minaseich? If it means me'arev, me'arev, yaineseach, who's yaineta? What difference? Heta with this, you can find all kinds of issur. You have to count each one separately. Ushmur, ulman doma minaseach, my time lo me'arev, omlach me'arev, haine midami. Vidoch. So the question is, according to Shmuel, who says that it's mi'arev. So haine midame, why is it mentioned separately? Vidoch, Shmuel says, knosi, umiknosi liyalfin. In other words, because he holds like we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, that says, shenikar is loish mi'ezek. So mele is potam the rice altogether. But the chachomim kamsendim bimezit. So since it's a knas from the rabbonah, so it's a chidesh, because we couldn't say, if it's a chiyub mazik the rice, so mele. It doesn't make any difference what kind of mi'arif, well, mi'arif, trumo, with whom, or mi'arif, yayinesech, with yayinetech. But if it's Iknaz Rabbanon, then it could be Mechalik. So it's mentioned separately. Anyway, so the whole Rashi is contrary to the Gemara. Very strange. The Nasek say, Ayin lekol mima, shim Yisrael, Yayin Esha, says, okay. The Likom Echaschav lekemide, the Masbri Bam in the Yayin Esha, shim. But the Gemara gives other reasons. So let the Gemara say, when the Gemara has the Kashi, when the Gemara has the Kashi, why does Rav say minasach mamesh? Let Rav say mi'arev. So the Gemara could say Rav couldn't say mi'arev because then he's not mazik at all. Why does the Gemara have to say haine midame? It's very strange, Rav. Then there is another difficulty. Rashi here mentions that the reason as to why Reb Chiya could not, when he says Minasich, he could not have reference to Zerek Ainesach, to Mi'arev, because then he's not a Mazik, because he can still sell it to a Goy, just deduct the value of the Ainesach, which is minimal. So that means that Rashi is saying that Yainesach does is muta be'anoy, you can sell it to go Yainesach. You just have to deduct the price of the quantity of Yainesach that is miurev in the barrel of wine. But at that point there is a machlekes. Between Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel, Dafayin Dalet Navrizor, Yainesach Shenofal Beir, Kuli Yosab Anoy. Tanakam says that Yainesach dropped into Beir, and the Beir had, the Lade, the Beir could have had 100 gallons of Yaineta, and then a little bit of Yainesach fell into the Beir. So Tanakame says, "Kuli osabano." The whole thing is osa. You cannot sell the whole yain in the beer and just deduct the price of the yinesach. Rav Shimon Gamliel Meir Yimoker Kulei Levit Kechovim Chutz Mit Meyai Nesach Shebein. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, as Rashi says here, in other words, it's not just about he can sell it. Of course, a Jew cannot drink it, because if he drinks it, he can't identify, earmark, the Yai Nesach, he doesn't know where it is, it's all commingled. But to sell it to a goy, he can. And there is no Yisra Noe, because he just deducts the price, let's say, of the few ounces of Yai Nesach that fell into the bear. So it's a machleket, yeah. One second. It's a machleket between Tanikam and Rav Shimon Gamliel. So that means that Rashi paskens like Rav Shimon Gamliel. But let's see whether Rashi paskens like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Omar Rav, halochek Rav Shimon Gamliel, chovies b'chovies. Rav says, we pasken like Rav Shimon Gamliel if it's itaruves of one chovies of Yai Nesach that was Nisarei with a number of chovies of Yai Nesach. So then he takes one chovies at random and he drops it into the yam, and then an istele. And the istele, because midaraisa is bottle birov, if it's mimine, if it's min shaloi bimine, it's bottle bishishit. But midarabonon, there is a chumre of Yai Nesach, the tassas bimashu. So mele, since the asa bimashu is only midarabonon, so in case of itaruvies, of chovies bechovies, all he has to do is to take one chovies at random and dump it out, and then be tailored, that's the Yai Nesach, the chovies, and the rest is muta. Is muta banoi. But then he can sell to a goy. Mashein kein, bayayin biyayin, then he cannot do it, because the aloche is like Tanikam. That's Rav himself, paskens like Tanikam. Aval lo yayin biyayin. Ushmuel omar afil yayin biyayin. Vichin omar rabo bachon omar biyichan afil yayin biyayin. וכן אמר שמואל בנוסן אמר בחנין אפילו יין ביין וכן אמר רב נחמן אמר אבויה אפילו יין ביין so there are so many אמרויים who passed like Rav Shimon Gamliel but אמר רב נחמן הלוכה למעשה יין נסח יין ביין עושה because it's tassel במשהו and you cannot sell to a goy and deduct the price of the little bit of the יין נסח because it's tassel במשהו in not only Bachile, even Banoye too, because we pass on like Tanekame. Chovies b'chovies muta. Even according to Tanekame. Stam Yainom, which is only Osam Rabbonon, afil Yain b'yain muta, because by Stam Yainom, Mashu doesn't ask a Banoye. Mashu does not ask a Banoye. So the Rishash is the Kashi. Here Rashi says, Rashi becomes more and more mukshi. Nasach es hayayin lekli meimar, she nisri biyayin nesach she zorak bei, blen kachasre vloy mide. So Rashi is saying, like Rav in Gittin, that Nasach means Nasach mamesh, not nearet, not that zorak, that nisri, that he zorak yayin nesach into a barrel of yayin et. But it means Nasach mamesh, like Rav. But why couldn't we say me'arev? Why couldn't you say me'arev? So Rav says because heine midame. But here Rashi says another time. Like mechaschav loymide, the mazmuri bamide yanesach bei. But who is the one who says he doesn't mean me'arev? Rav, and Rav himself paskens like Tanikame. That Yai Nesach Asas Bimashu even Banoye, and Aloch is also like that. So that's Rav Sinika. If Shmuel had been the one, Shmuel happens to say here in Abizore that Aloch is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. But Shmuel is the one who applies it Dafke to Me'arif. Rav is the one who says he doesn't have reference to Me'arif. So, and Rashi explains, so when Rashi says he doesn't mean Me'arev, so he's explaining Rav, he's not explaining Shmuel, because Shmuel says he does have reference to Me'arev. So he's explaining Rav. And if he's explaining Rav, so how does he say the reason as to why he couldn't apply it to Me'arev, because then he's not a mazik, because he can sell it to a goy and deduct the price of the little bit Yainesach. But Rav himself, Rav is the one who says like he doesn't be Me'arev, and Rav himself paskens explicitly like Tanakame, and with the more also paskens. Shmuel happens to pasken like Avshim Gamliel, but we pasken like Rav. So the Rashi is very mukshe, and it's Rashash was not the first one who has that kashe, but the Shilti Rav Beirin. And now Gemara underneath asks the same kashe. Now the Shilti Rav Beirin says something, and is deichet, but because it's deichet, but there is no other alternative except to say it, because the Gemara paskens that Yainesar Gomor asas b'mashe banoy, like Tanakam. But Stam Yenom does not asal banoy b'mashe. Not only Stam Yenom. Not only Stam Yenom of today, Stam Yenom of today, you are not in Asach Ligamre, so it's Bechlal Natos Abanoye. You don't even have to deduct the price of the Ainesach, because the Nochrim today, no one is in Asach today. So Mele, but there is, it's also Bishie, because Mishum Neison, but there is no Bneison, because it's conducive to marriage. If we'll drink their wine, so it will be conducive to intermarriage. That's right. But with Lechaim, without Lechaim, it's conducive to intermarriage. Even Yainesach Gomu, not Miuret. So you're allowed to make a business to sell it to Goyim, not allowed to sell the goyish wine to Jews, but to goyim are allowed to sell. Not only mashu you are allowed to sell and deduct. We don't have to deduct anything. We can make a business out. I don't mean mamish a business. I mean akoye balme. We can sell. We can sell barrels of stam yeinom to a goy, but the stam yeinom of zman chazal, when the goyim were menasich, so then it was asa banoye, but mashu did not asa banoye. Mashu did not asa banoye. So maybe we have to say the pshat in Rashi. The Shilta Agibeiri mentions that possibility, and then he says it's a deicha. But there is no other alternative, because when Reb Chiya mentions menasich, so he means all kinds of menasich. Menasich of Yaines HaGomor, and Minasich of Stam Yeinom. Minasich of Stam Yeinom. So Rashi says, Minasich es Hayayin, because when he says, Minasich is Chayev, it could not have reference to the case of Nischei B'Yainesach, not Yainesach Gomor, but Yainesach of Stam Yeinom, Shezoagbe, because in respect to Stam Yeinom, Mi'arev, then he's not a mazik, because the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, halacha lemaise, yain nesach, yain b'yain osach, chov is muta, stam yain, afil yain b'yain muta. So this is what the Shilta Agbeira mentioned, that he said, but that's a derech. But there is no other alternative. There's no other alternative. All right.
Why do you say it's a dochik carrots?
Okay, all right.
Umitamei
shemagi asheres v'tomaskein de'afsedemene ganev hamide miatzmei v'gazlen dul mishalme alokeren. Oh no, so the Gemara. Oh, so the Gemara says v'rabei shemaitamei litonahami. So Rav Chiya mentions Chavdalet of his nizik, and Rabbi Shem mentions only 13. Why doesn't he mention the 11 more of Rav Chiya? The Rabbi
Shem,
In other words, that Rabbi Shem only discusses of his nizik that is mummy, but not of his nizik that is knas. And the Tashlum Keifel, Tashlum Abu Hamisha, and the Enes, Mifatem, Mitzishemra, all these things are Aknas. So the Gemara, but Reb Chiya mentions also Ganev Vigazlen, So Gazlin is always mummy. There is no knas. And Ganef, so to the extent of the Karen, it's mummy. And why doesn't Ravesha mention Chalapochas Ganef Gazlin? The Karen of Ganef and Gazlin, that's mummy. Ganef Gazlin, Mameni, or Leisne, let Ravesha mention that. Hokotona Leisne, Mori, the Teres, no. It's already included in Shimechimon Vashe. Let's see the Rashi. Ganef Hamidi Maatzmi, the Gazlin, Shalma Karen, Lisne, Tonel Shemachin Vashel, Dosaname Shayak Neve, Kin Shetoan Shenigna Femeno, Varei Biode, Vamrim and Ferik Mirube, the Tain Tanis Ganef, Ki Ganef, the Tain Tanis Gazlin, Ki Gazlin. So, insofar as the moment of Ganef and Gazlin is concerned, it's already included in Shemachinom and Asher. Why? Because a Shemachinom who is Tain Tanis Ganef, and then it turns out that he himself had it, so then he's a ganef, he has to be careful. And if a shemechinom is staying nigzol m'meni, and then it turns out that he had it in his possession, so himself has it in of gazlan. So that's included in shemechinom v'asheil. Then he says, v'hodi nokat hoche v'asheil lav davke, dolin mishkachas beidin nifta, loy bitein tanis ganef, Gazlin, shall. So he says, but why does it say Hakotonali Shemachinum Vashel? Because so Sheel is Lavdavki. Because it's not Shaykh to say Sheel should become a Ganef or should become a Gazlin. So he says, Tlemishkachas be the Nifta Loi Bitain Tanis Ganev Loi Bitain Tanis Gazlin, Shawhai Bikul. So So that is, this Rashi is a little strange, because true, we cannot visualize a case that a Sheol should become a Chuyev to his Taina as a Ganev, because to be a Chuyev as a Ganev, you have to be 10 times Neve, a Sheol, if he's 10 times Neve, he's Chayev. But there is one Taina that the Sheol is potter, that's Tein Meisa Machmas Melocha. So why couldn't he become a Gazlan by Tein Tainis Melocha, Meisa Machmas Melocha? So let's say a Sheol, so was Tein Meisa Machmas Melocha, and he was Nishba, and then it turns out that he was Nishba Lashekar, and it wasn't Meisa Machmas Melocha, so he's a Gazlan. Why it has to be Dafke Tein Tainis Gazlan? Any tiny that is poter, the fluke, so he becomes a gazlan. So apparently it's a big chiddush. From Rashi it appears that in order to have a din gazlan, there has to be tainis gazlan, tainis zeilin. Just as we say, tain tainis ganef, he has to be careful and everything. Because the time is the time of Gneve, so in order to be Mechuyev, Mitzad Gazlan, so he also has to be Tainis Zele, but the Sheol, if he's staying Tainis Nigzlo, is too Chayev. Enoch Nana, of course, if his Sheol will be Tain Meisa Machmas Locha, and then he'll be Nishba, and then it will turn out that it wasn't Meisa Machmas Locha. He'll have to pay. Why will he have to pay? Without recourse to Gazlan, you have to pay because in other words, it wasn't based on Machmas Melocha, it was Nenso. So Mimele, he has to pay because he's Chayv Onsen, but not Misad Gazlan. It's a Chiddush. And what's the story of Rashi? Why can't we say that if Sheol is staying Misad Machmas Melocha and it's not true, he's Mechuyim Misad Gazlan? Because it's not a halacha that if a shemer is staying in tiny that patters him, so Mimele becomes a gazlan. We see that if a shemechinom is staying in tiny snignivo, he becomes a miganet. So it's not because he's staying in tiny that patters him. Suppose a shemechinom will be staying in tiny gazlan, so then he doesn't have to pay careful. If he's ganef, he should either become a gazlan or become a ganef with the other time. The halacha is, if he stays in tennis ganef, he becomes a ganef, he has to be careful. If the shemachinov is staying in tennis gazlan, then he becomes a gazlan. So it's a special halacha that certain tainis make him into either a ganef or a gazlan. So the halacha is that if he stays in tennis ganef, he becomes a ganef. If he stays in tennis gazlan, he becomes a gazlan. But if he shall be tain he doesn't become either a ganef or a gazlan, but he'll have to pay because he's chayvons. So whatever happened, if a sheyal will stay in meisa machnas locha b'sheker, and it turns out it was a sheker. So how did it disappear? Twonson, so he has to pay because he's chayvons. If it disappeared because it was nignivor, so he has to pay because his shale is high from Nivavede. If disappeared because he was Pesheya, so he has to pay because his shale is high for Pesheya. But he's not high in Sadgazl. That we see from this Rashi. That in order to be Mechuyev Misadgazlan, there has to be a tiniest Gazlan. Just as in order to be Mechuyev Misadganet, there has to be a tiniest Ganet. So to be Mechuyev Misadgazlan, only if there is a tiny zeh, but ten tiny meisa machnas locha does not make him to a gazlan. All right, but sechidish.
If he's ten tiny meisa machnas locha, so he doesn't have to pay kefal.
Of course not.
If it turns out that he's a ganef.
No,
if he turns out
he has to pay because what he doesn't have to pay kefal because he has to pay as if he wasn't paying any sheker, as if he admitted the truth, he would have to pay, right? Because the sheil is chay b'chayis.
So the equivalent to the case of the Shomer Chinam who's towing Tainas Gazlan, so he becomes a Gazlan, even though the act was comparable more to Ganef.
Yeah, that's right.
But still, it's a special halacha.
A special halacha. In other words, I would say, Liflug, that it's a special halacha of Tainas Ganef that he has to pick it. But the reason as to why Tainas Gazlan is a Gazlan, because he was staying a tiny of two. So Mimela, that's Gzela. So we see now, Gazlan, one cannot become a Gazlan except through a Maisa Gzele, a physical act of Gzele. One does not become a Gazlan verbally. So then you'll ask, so why is there Aloche, Tein Tainis Gazlan? He verbally becomes a Gazlan, no act of Gzele, just as there is a special Aloche, Tein Tainis Ganev becomes a Ganev verbally. So there is a special halacha, Tein Tainis Gazlan also becomes a Gazlan verbally. But any other kind of two, he doesn't become a Gazlan. Gazlan, you have to be a Maisik Zela, a Nektar Zela. That's the Pshat and Rashi. All right. Gane vi Gazlan omeinu uleisne, hokaton aleishim achinu vashel. Reb Chiya also mentions the 13 of Rabbeish, and in the 13 of Rabbeish are included Shemachinom Vasheil. So Mimele, why does Reb Chiya have to mention two additional ones, Ganef and Gazlan? So the answer is true, that Shemachinom Vasheil involve Ganef and Gazlan also. Tein tennis gazlan, but there are two kinds of gazlan. There is a gazlan momeni de osel yode betere, that's a shimachino mustein tennis gazlan, and viktone momeni de osel yode beisure mamishi gazlan. Edim zene mean di momeni hu leisne, but in other words, Rabbeishe doesn't mention knosis. But Momini mentions, but he doesn't mention Edim Zemimin. Edim Zemimin is Momini. So the Gemara assumed, like the Mandoma, Edim Zemimin is Momini. Sobolo Krabakiv, the Omar in Shalmi in Al Piatsmo. So Mele Edim Zemimin is also Knas. And Mele Rabbeishe doesn't mention Edim Zemimin because he only mentions Momini. Now let's see the other Rashi. Dos Ben Luteirish, Melchim Mahavadashi. I forgot to ask it to intend his garnish, and even men of me, me, Kore, Kostoliode, Beteo, Soliode, Vigane, Vigazle, Momene, Osoliode, be sure. Yosoliode, be sure. From this terrace of the Gemara, we see, since the Gemara makes a distinction between two kinds of Ganef and Gazlan. So, a Gazlan, the Osoliode, be sure, that's a Gazlan for a nectar of Zayre. and there is a gazlan, there has to be a desosal yod bisur, and there is a gazlan of osal yod betere when he's ten times gazlan. So it's a raya that the reason as to why ten times gazlan is a gazlan is not because of a kfira shal sheker makes him a gazlan. Because then it wouldn't be considered osal yod betere. What's a tere? The tere in the etzem act of taking it from the Baalim is betere, but in the act of being kefa b'sheker, that's b'yisur. No, but it's not that a gzele for a tiny shal sheker is also gzele. Gzele for a tiny is not shayach. Gzele has to be mamish for an act of gzele. But there is a special gzele sakoso of ten tainis ganef and ten tainis gazle. So mele, it's a case of osel yod betere. In Zemin Momeno, the Cholam Shalom Yeser, Amnashi Yizik, in Kefu, Kashlovach Hamishe, Koraknas, Kamabach Pirkin, King Koldova Kosov, Alma Batira, Kamishalinis, and Fate, Omeir, Shomit Shema, Kula Aveknose, Avomidachin Momeno, Sovola Kalakiv, the Omam Sahas Matel, before Kame, Edim Zemimini, Mishalmi Al Piasmon, Kigain in Huzmu with Bezin Ze, the Lohispik Baldin. La midam bidin ul tevan fi holchu im akmacher fi hedi shom bi bezn fi amru hu zmanu bezn shal klein is doing because maybe knas is pota al meknosi u maybe bi knas pota so sovelik habakive mishal pi atzmon so idim zeh so rabbi she holds like habakive that idim zeh mis knas me meili doesn't mention idim zeh min because he only mentions mami not nas is sovelik habakive Leisne trig avne sheya, leisne sheya dazik sheya, vi leisne sheya de azik odom. So the question is, if he holds like Rabbi Akiva, so then why does he mention only one type of sheya? Let him mention two types of sheya. Leisne sheya dazik sheya, vi leisne sheya de azik odom. Ditnan Rabbi Akiva imeir, avtam shechovel bo odom. Mishalom b'meizam nezek shole. Rabbi Akiva says that if he shear tam is chayvel b'odom, so then he pays in nezek shole. He pays in nezek shole. The aloche that shear tam pays chotz in nezek applies only to the case of shear shechoval b'sheir. But shear shechoval b'odom, even a tam has to pay in nezek shole. Has to pay an election. So why does Rabbi Isha mention only one share? He should mention two kinds of share. In Mele, it wouldn't be Shlishosa of his Nizikin, but it would be Arbos of his Nizikin. And he mentions only Shlishosa of his Nizikin. So the Gemara says, Otava Rabbi Akiva Lixizi. Tanya Rabbi Akiva Imer, Yochil Aftam Shechovel Bodom, Mishalim in Halio, Tom Lema, Yosa Loi, Migufi Mishalim, Vin Mishalim in Halio. So what kind of a terrorist is it? In other words, I could say, now the Aloch is Bashir Tam. Two Aloch is Bashir Tam. First of all, he pays Chotzinezek. And even the Chotzinezek, he doesn't pay the Halio from the general estate, but from the Shir Amazi. Suppose the share of Mazik, let's say the share of Nizik was worth Dalad Meyazus, 400 Zuz. And then the share of Mazik, so is Mechuyev to pay half? 200 Zuz. But suppose the share of Mazik is only worth 50 Zuz, so the Nizik can take the share of Mazik and finish it. But he will not collect even half. The half is 200, and he'll take the share mazik, so he'll only collect 50, one fourth of one half. Doesn't matter. So there are two alochas by share time. Number one, he pays chotzinezek, but even the chotzinezek can only be collected migufe, not the aliyah. Now, so the question is, Rabbi Akiva says share shechovel b'odom pays in ezek sholeim. But that Nezek Sholem can be collected from the general estate, or that Nezek Sholem can only be collected from the goof. In other words, if the goof, or Amazik, is worth k'neged the whole nezek, then he pays nezek shalem. But suppose, in other words, suppose it is a shira mazik who is worth 400 zuz. Was mazik killed a shira nizek who is also worth 400 zuz? So then according, now I'm sorry. If a shira shechol b'odom, 1 second. If a shira was chivul b'odom, and the hezek of the odom is 400 zuz, and the shira mazik is worth 400 zuz, so then according to Rabbi Akiva, he pays an nezek shalem. But suppose the hezek of the odom that the shear did is 400 zuz, and the shear mazik is worth 200 zuz, then he only collects 200 zuz. Suppose the shear mazik is 100 zuz, he collects only 100 zuz, 50 zuz, 10 zuz, 1 zuz. So in other words, that means that even though according to Rabbi Akiva, shear shechavul b'odom pays in Ezek Sholem, but not always it could be in Ezek Sholem. Sometimes it is in Ezek Sholem, and sometimes it is a Chotz in Ezek, and sometimes it might be a fourth of an Ezek, sometimes it be a one-tenth of an Ezek, might be 1% of an Ezek. So Mele, that's why Rabbeisha doesn't mention it. Rabbeisha, he says, of his Nizikin, he only mentions of his Nizikin where he always pays, without exception. He always pays an Ezek Sholem, but he cannot mention two kinds of share. Share the Azik share and share the Azik Odom, because share Tam the Azik Odom. In other words, so even if he's not a Mu'ed, because not always will he pay an Ezek Sholem, and Rabbi Yishe only mentions of his Nizikin that always pay an Ezek Sholem, but share Tam the Azik Odom doesn't always pay an Ezek Sholem. If it happens, but if it doesn't happen out, so Mel Ravesha doesn't mention it. That's what the Tazrim are. Hotava Rabbi Akiva exists in Itanya, Rabbi Akiva ima yochlaf tam shechol godo mishalom na'aliyo, tam lima yosalim iguf mishalom mishalom na'aliyo. Now, let's see the Rashi. Ir Rabbi Akiva leis nekrit, am nishaya do, Rabbi Akiva yishchilik, min tashlom mishal shaya da, azik shaya, shal mishalom elochot zinezek, kishatam, leitashlom mishaya da, azik odom, ditnan likamon, ferik aminiyach esakad, Rabbi Akiva im Rabbi Meiser im Choval Odom Bishir Tam Vitam Be Odom Bisham Bezen Chavole Shechoval Sheb Odom Yisem Chavole Shechoval Odom Bishir Mishalim Balashay Reisedev Ligzize Likeach Et Reifei Kidom Bishan Edom Feri Kame Ad Ligzize Vikom Yochel Yishalim Tam Shechoval Bodom Nali Etam Lema Vishtakach. So what's the Teretz? L'mishalim Nedek Sholem Elot Misha Asher Shom. But the question is, but there is no aloha of chotzi nezek. There is aloha of nezek sholem, except that the nezek sholem sometimes cannot be enforced because it can only be enforced from the guf hasheya. But there is a chiyun sholem. The answer is Rabbi Yishe only mentions obvious nezikim where he's mishalim nezek sholem all the time. But sometimes yes, sometimes not. That Rabbi Yishe doesn't mention. But then there is another difficulty in that gemara. How did the Gemara at first said that Raveishe is Milmene Komaira Biknos Eloi Komaira? So Raveishe doesn't count Knosses, Raveishe only counts Mom. Then the Gemara also says, then the Gemara says, Leisnish, so why does then the Gemara has the Kashe? Why doesn't Raveishe mention it in the same name? That's Momen. So the Gemara says, the Igim Zimim is Momen, so the Gemara gives the Teretz that Rabbi Yishe holds like Rabbi Akiva that in Zimim is Knas. Maybe if Zimim is Knas, he can't mention it because he only mentions Momen, not Knas. So then the Gemara has another Kashe. But if Rabbi Yishe agrees with Rabbi Akiva, so he probably agrees with Rabbi Akiva on the question of Sheir Shechovel Bodom that he pays in Ezek Sholem, so let him mention it. But the question is, but Polge Niske is Knose, and when Rabbi Akiva says Sheir Tam Shechovel Bodom, so he pays in Ezek Sholem, but it's still Knas. Only there's Exos HaKosov that even though it's Knas, but he pays the Knas in Ezek Sholem. Shares the share tam she hizik share so pays chotzi nezek knas, and she'atam she'chovel ba'odom pays in nezek sholem. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Why does the Gemara have to resort to the fact hotavah Rabbi Akiva l'gzize without it? Because the Gemara already said that Rabbi Isha only mentions momin atnas, but sheer tam is knas, and even according to Rabbi Akiva it's knas. The answer is, but that is story machlekes between Rav Pop and Rav Unibet Rav Yeshua, whether Paul Geniski is Gnose or Paul Geniski is Momen. So according to Rav Unibet Rav Yeshua, so Paul Geniski is Gnose. According to Rav Pop, Paul Geniski is Momen. But Sheir Dazik Sheir, so when Rabbi Yeshua mentions Sheir, he has reference to Sheir Mu'er Dazik Sheir, not Sheir Tam Dazik Sheir, because Rabbi Yeshua doesn't mention Chotzinezek, he mentions only in Nezek Sholem. But according to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rav Pope, so the whole Kasha of the Gemara was a libid Rav Pope, a libid Rav Unibet Rav Yeshua, there is no Kasha, because he only mentions Momein, and Sheir Tam Sheizik, whether Sheir Tam Sheizik Sheir, or Sheir Tam Sheizik Odom, it is always Knas. But according to Rav Pope, so Sheir Tam Sheizik, even when he pays Chotinezek, is Momein, but still Rabbi Yeshua doesn't mention Tam, because Rabbi Yeshua only mentions Ovis Nizikin that pay in Ezek Sholem, and Sheir Tam doesn't pay in Ezek Sholem, but Sheir Tam, she is a Kodom, according to Rav Kive, pays in Ezek Sholem, and according to Rav Pope, it's Momein also, let him mention according to Rav Pope. So the Gemara says, even according to Rav Pope, Rabbi Yeshua cannot mention it, because not always does he share tam shechovel beodom pay nezek sholem. Only if it happens that the shira mazik, the goof of the shira mazik, has the value of the nezek sholem. But if he doesn't have the value of the nezek sholem, he doesn't pay nezek sholem. So merely he doesn't mention it. Now the Gemara says, Oin es vam fate vam iti shem rad momenu leisne monef shech in ezek tonale yitzar tonale ibeishes tonale des gemoros teretz ibgam ane nezek ma isl mea knosel knosel komayre hamitamei vamidamei vamanasi ad momenu leisne monef shech I ezek shen nika shme ezek. So it doesn't have to be mentioned separately. If we say like Chesky, Hezek Shinika Shmei Ezek, so it's a regular Nezek. Hotonu nezek, he has actually nika loish mezek. So b'sheik is potter, but only mezit is chayv misach knas, knas the rabbanon. So again, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't mention knosses. Ui knosa luikamaye leimekes of arabchiye has actually nika loish mezek. Di ish mezek hotonu nezek. So the Gemara says no raye. Maybe arabchiye gviz with Cheskiye. That is actually Nikarish Meyazek. But then you ask, why do they have to mention it separately? Because there is a Chiddush. You see, there is one Mandoma who says Hezek Shinikarish Meyazek. So even Cheskiye who says Hezek Shinikarish Meyazek, but still a Chiddush. Tone Hezek Ninkere, Tone Hezek Edloim Ninkere. Bishleim Utam Didon, Tone Miyoni, he says, above is Nizikin. So why doesn't Rav Chiya mention Mosar Mifago also? Bishle Mifago, he doesn't mention because she
was Meisir. What was Meisir?
Mosar, somebody announces Momin Chaveri to the Atom, to the Chav.
Oh, turns in.
Let's see the whole Rashi. in es Fatima meine ich habe mich gestern der Vater geknast aber ich begann mich schon war schon doch sind die Kalkon wie so wie ich meine habe das in meine Schach ich mein bisschen mich nehmen ich muss Satan und ich mit dem mal auf drum und kommen schreiben da hast du mal so wie so ich schon ja gleich lele kein so das war ist magic mein nasser schnisse ja ich habe la visor was aber neue hallo mein meise die für ja in schnika kein noch eine ja das knicke bis ich habe das خاصه لو لين wir gesagt war hier lo ich mir sich mich nicht nach so tonal la wir hallo bis da beige aber morgen war hier li mutte mai die lo ich mach sie badai muss mal schin ich mich mal habe kaufen mi fagel kein sche schochat kobone ich auch die soll hat das lischum schlomin den a kob meile mir geht das ballo wie soll ich ach ey
That's Pigel means
Chutz Lizman. Yeah, all right, yeah. That's one kashi. Pigel really means Machsheves Chutz Lizman. But that's not such a strong kashi, because sometimes right. when Pigel, in a narrow sense, is has reference. Pigel, in a narrow sense, has reference to Machsheves Chutz Lizman. But in a wide sense, it can cover any Machsheves Psur. But then there is another kashi. Rashi says here, Kein she shochat korbone yishal Yisrael chatos v'shem shlom. Is there a small gemara zvachim? Ay. First mishnah zvachim. כל הזבוכים שמזבחו שלא לשמון קשרים, אלא שלא עלו לבעלים שמחיבו, חוץ מן הפסח והחטוס. So פסח והחטוס is פוסל לגמרי. So there's a special exos הקוסף, that חטוס is פוסל לגמרי. So how does Rashi say, או מפגל קין שזה הקבוני של ישראל, חטוס של שם שלום, if he had mentioned שלומים לשם חטוס, so then Rashi could say, Deinakom ele lechives bolo vitzorach acher. But Rashi says she shochat kabboni shel Yisrael chatos shel shomim. So why does he say deinakom ele lechives bolo vitzorach acher? Vitzorach acher. It's not just in ele lechives bolo. It's possibly gam. That's the kash. Unless we are going to say because that is immaterial, whether it's possible not possible. As far as mazik is concerned. Whether it's possible or even if it's not possible. So mele, even shlomim, lishim chatos, it's not possible, but he has to bring another shlomim. So mele,
costs money.
So mele is mechase, is mazik. So that's why Rashi emphasized. But the question is, so why does Rashi mention the example of chatos lishim shlomim? Let him mention shlomim lishim chatos. Since the puzzle or not puzzle is not important. The important thing, as far as being a mazik is concerned, is the fact that the bailim has to bring another korban, so he loses money, whether it's puzzle or not puzzle. Why did Rashi mention the example of chatos l'shem shlomi? That's the pnei kash. Dinakob meile lechivis balvitz or chacher. Here it's not only a question of dinakob meile, but it's possibly gam vileisnele repchie haimosam itishem adiburiz memaise bile. All right, now the Gemara sikashim. Bishlein utamididon tanoves mechal diketoldes el repchie verabeishe oves mechal diketoldes. Still the same, I mean, but it's our Tane who mentions Labovis Nizikin, so that told us. But the Rabbi and Rabbi She, they don't have told us, Ganef Gazlan has told us, Shemachinam has told us. So that's it. So why does he call it Ovis? Amara Avuye Kulinkovis Lishan Meitav. So it's called Oves. It's like, it's analogous to Oves Nizikin or to Abovis Nizikin in the sense that he has to pay Mimeitav.
Has to pay what?
Mimeitav, from the best, from Midias. My time, how do we know that all the Chavdalet, the Yud Gimel, or the Chavdalet of Oves Nizikin pay Mimeitav? So how do we know? because the Yalfuse Asya Tahas Nisino Yishalm Kesef, it's a long rush. Michlal, the Getoldes, Gibshashin Leel, Gibshashin Leel, the Holchad, the Hadni, given Nishiha Likaren, Nishachal Anois, stole the Shem Bechemikulon, Tahas Nisine, the Behulik Siv, Oi Tahas. Vigamvinon Tahas Tahas Mishamuet, and by Shamuet the Torah spells out Veitav. So Mimele, if a certain Mazik mentions Tahas, so we learn out, he also has to pay Meitav. Marosom Meitav, the Goma, Mishem Veregel, the Sibi Meitav, today, Afka Meitav, Shimboli Shalom Karakal, and Nizu Shalazaki, my Vimon Aegis, Oi Nisine, the Goma Nisine, sometimes. The Torah mentions in regard to each one of the Chavdalah of Nizikin, either the term Tachas or the term Nisine. So one of you learn out. If you go on Nisine, Nisine, Mishesh Nogach Ha'eved, Dechzi Begit Mladene for Yishal, and you go on Mish, how do you know the Shesh Nogach Ha'eved pays the Meitav? So that is learned out from Shem Regel. There the Torah spells out explicitly Meitav Kama Yishalim, because Shem Regel says Meitav Kama Yishalim, Oy Kesef, suppose the Torah mentions by one of these Chavdalet Kesef, so again he pay, learn out that he pays Meitav. And how do you know that Beir pays Meitav? Because all the Abovis learn out from Shem Regel. Shem Regel, the Torah says, Beferesh, Meitav, Sadeo, Meitav, Kam, Yishalit. The Abovis, Merekul, Meshem Regel, Beshem Rechim, Meshash, Yashino. Now Rashi is mentioning the Psukim. How do we know that in each one of the Chavdalet of his Nizikin, one of these expressions is mentioned, either Tachas or Nisine or Kesef. Bishinachinu b'shira sheyashinu elihim yishalim. B'sheil tziv bolein ime yishalim yishalim. B'shein neshisocho, that's Nisine. Neshisocho k'siv im gonif yigonif mime yishalim. Seicher and kosev b'teiro. Aval dini ki neshisocho. B'nezeg d'chayivel b'chaber k'siv Nisine. Kei nosim bei. V'aydem gomra nitin yad liyad. Kidashinum Bachivil, Pizarak si Pesetachas Pesa, Pidashin Kamachil Pesetachas Tachas, so he's mentioned Pesa, Tachas Pesa. But in Sab Mokneze, Biripo Vishabes, Sivnisine, Shifti Yitin Rapin Rapi, Ubi Beishes, Siv Tachas Gabeines, Umifate, the Siv Tachas Asherino, Pidashin Vishiv, Serikon Ayres, Hamishin Keset Tachasino, Mikhaldike Beishes of Gam, Lishnachine Hoy, Siv Hilo Havay, Tachas, the Siv Tachas. Petsa, Kula, Hamish, and Vorim, the day was in the moon and be Tashun Kafuksi, Yishalim Schneim, Tashun Abo Hamish, Xif Hamish, Boker Yishalim Taras, Vikaran, the Gan of the Hall, Karen, Hal Kafu, or Vigazel, Xid Nisin, Mutash Roshley, Bain Simming, Xif Nevish, Nevish, Ochman, the Xif Taras, Dome, Bain Sumfato, Mishemra, Xif Kesef, Nostravanar, Hamish, and Kesef, Hainism Fate Kesef, Umi, Behanes, Mifate Kesef Yishal, Kimir Absulis, Mishemra Vonjo, Isimir Kesef, there is no posik, but the Chlan Nezekein, Uvinezek Siv Bei Yishalim, not Tachas, so Gios Asmaram, Tichsiv Make Behemo Yishalim.
Was Yishalim like
Nasan? Yishalim is like Nisine. Now, just,
because you only mentioned
just one second, please, it's late, please. Now, let's go over a taste list. Maybe not the whole taste list, but part of the taste list in Anizok. Dafnum beis on the beis. Itma. Menasech abo menasech. Mamesh mu loma ma'arek. Man doma ma'arek. May tamo loma menasech. Oma loch. Menasech kom de rabbi. Vidoch. So, some mele shmuel holds that couldn't be menasech mamesh. Because Menasech Mamesh should be potter because of Kom Drabne. Vidoch, but Rav says it's Menasech Mamesh. How about Kom Drabne? There is no Kom Drabne because it's not Bidne. Kid Ravirmi, Dom Ravirmi, Shazak Boy, the Kone, Mishayev, Binafshir, Havishas Nisuch. But the question is, so how does, that's Rav, so how does Shmuel say that there is a din of Kom Drabne? I mean, Shmuel is chilek on the din of Bidne. The din of Bidne is a din poshut. No one is chilek. So tell you this question. Menasech Kom Drabne. Umitam shalik lechot v'echot hilich umitam mitar shalavir. So tell you this was bothered by Kash. Bishleimi, if we say that, like Cheskiye, that Hezek, Shin Nikarish, Mehezek, So it's a chiyuv deraisa. So mele we say, come the rab. Mashen kein, but we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. That says it's a nikaloish mezik. So there shouldn't be any chiyuv even be mezik. But it's a special knas. So how can we apply the Ptur of Kom Rabne? It's a special knas. So Tisa says, no, we can still apply the Aloche of Kom Rabne. That special knas will not make it more homo than if it had been Hezek Nika. If it had been Hezek Nika, so there would be Aloche of Kom Rabne. And if it's Hezek Nika, it would be more homo, that wouldn't be reasonable. That's what he says. ומתאם של כאחד ואחד אלך תאם את הרי שרבירי נחי ודהי תאים אלו מכינו לצווי אלו כאילו הוא איזה קניקה ואם תאמה לשמואל so שמואל he says it couldn't be מנסח ממש why couldn't it be מנסח ממש because מנסח ממש would be common לרבני but שמואל has to admit the הלוכה of mishasak boyo di kone mischay v'nafshei, so lehave achas nisuch v'horaye the Gemara says in Ksuvah so meider Reb Nechunya ben Akone even though Reb Nechunya Akone holds that chiyuv kores has the same chemer as Mrs. Bezdin to patar from tashlumim but Reb Nechunya ben Akone will be meider begin of chalbi shal chaveri if somebody steals chilef shal chaveri v'yochlei shochayev. Why? Because even though he ate it, so he becomes mechuyev kores. But when does he become mechuyev kores? When he eats it, and when does he mechuyev b'tashlumim?
When he
steals it, so it's not b'idne. So we see that he's a din poshut. That if it's not b'idne, so then we don't apply the aloch of kom drabne. So how can Shmuel say that menasach mamish couldn't be because of kom drabne, but it's not b'idne? ומידה בלשמול מיישם דמרים ברישיל מנהירה סומידה רב נחוני בן הקונה וגנב חבר של חבירי ואוכל של חי של כונס חי בנהירי כשאוב לי שחילף ויש לימר דיסובה שמואל דאג בו יצריך ניסו חיטווי די אפשר לי ניסו בלו יד בוי אבל הוסום אפשר להחילה בלו יד בוי די בוי גוחים בוח in other words over there Shmuel is made because it's very possible. If with these, one could be chayef kores without being mechuyef or neiv. Let's say, suppose he comes into the house of another person, and then on the floor he sees chaylef, so he prostrates himself on the floor, he eats up the chaylef, so he will not be mechuyef. Mitzad Ganef, Mitzad Gazlan, and Abim Mechuyev, because that's the Mishnah Merube, Hoyo Meishir, Pishus Abaylim, and then the Behemi is Meis, so he's not Chayef to pay, because he has to do a Kinyan. But if he's Magbia, so then even Pishus Abaylim is Chayef. But in order to be Chayef Kores for Achilas Chaylev, he doesn't have to be Magbia. How will he eat it? He'll just prostrates himself on the floor and leave it. But to be minasech without agboye is not so easy. Even though we could think of it, but it's not so easy at all. In order to be minasech, he has to be mishachshech. How is one mishachshech? If he picks it up and then he starts, so then he's mishachshech. So he shakes it, you know. But without agboye, how can he be mishachshech? Just by touching it, it doesn't become. Is not minasich. Nasich involves shichshuch, and shichshuch usually involves agboy.
What does shichshuch mean?
Shichshuch means shaking it. If he takes a bottle, he shakes it. So then it's minasich. But if there is a bottle on the table, and then he takes a hold of it, and he holds it for 10 hours, it's not mishach sheich. It's not minasich. It's not nachs. Nisuch involves shichshuch. Shichshuch. In order to be mishachshuch, you have to pick it up. You have to pick it. You pick it up. What is that?
That's another
shayla. That's another shaila. So that's discussed in the Gemara. I mean, it's another shaila. But that we are not dealing with that question of Ravashin Shalai. So let's say if also Maise, so then he can ask the Ravashin Shalai. But so the question is, so this is what Taisa says.
It's actually impossible without Hagabah.
What?
It's actually impossible to be Mishach Shachar.
It's not actually. You'll see that Taisa gives another teres because it is possible. Suppose Hagboye means Hagboye. All right. Hagboye Ramtam Shite is, he has to be Magbiyat, you know, Gimel Tvochim, Alter Rishinim Achelik, but he has to be Magbiyat something. So suppose he there is a battle. And he keeps on rolling it on the table. He doesn't pick it up, not a mash, but he just keeps on rolling it on the table. So if he keeps on rolling it, he can mishachshach it without picking it up. So that's it. But hagboy it is. Hagboy means that he has to pick it up. Something is something. But suppose he just rolls it. This is a bat, and he keeps on rolling it. And in the course of rolling, he shakes the wine. He shakes, he moves. He moves wine, especially if he rolls it, you know, quickly, you know. So it will certainly involve shirshuch. So, but he will not be chayev, because there is no agbay. So, but it's not so easy.
Not be chayev al tzmamam. Al tzmamam.
Yeah, you will
not. But be chayev al
nasech. Nasech, that's how nasech will be. Yeah, will be chayev misi. And he will not be. But no, the answer is, suppose he takes the bottle, he finds the bottle on the table, and he keeps on rolling it, and that rolling involves shirshuch, so he will not be chayev mitzat gazlen, but he will be mechuyev mitzat mazik. Gazlen and ganef require kinyan, so hoya meisha b'shei sabayleim u'meiso yispota, mashein kein. Mashein kein mitzat mazik, you don't have to make a kinyan. So mele, since ligabe the isaf havdizore, it doesn't make any difference whether it's magbia or not magbia. The only thing that makes a difference is whether it's mishach sheikh or it's not mishach sheikh. So mele, if suppose he rolls it, so mele, at that time, he's mechuyev mitzat. Misad mazik, and it's bibasachas. So in other words, there is no. So this is what Teisa says. Teisa says the Yesh Lema, the Sora Shmuel, that the Hagboye tzirich nisach utvei, the Efshel nisach bli Hagboye, because it's impossible to be minasech without Hagboye, even though that there is a possibility of Nisuch without Hagboye, but then there will not be a Chiyuv Mitzad Gazlen. Then there can only be a Chiyuv Mitzad Mazik, but Mitzad Gazlen, there couldn't be a Chiyuv. And Mitzad Mazik, so it's certainly Bidne, you see. If it is because when somebody is Minaseich, so then there can be two Mechayev. One Mechayev is Mitzad Mazik. Misad mazik, so it's certainly bidne. Mazik, when does he become a mazik? When he's magbia, when he's minasich. But why does Rabbi Yomi say mishakas boyu dikone mischay v'nafshel havachas nisoch? That's not from the point of view of mazik. From the point of view of mazik, we can't say mishakak boyu dikone. Did you ever hear such a thing that the mazik becomes mechuyev as of that boy? That's ligabe, that's his foreign gazlen. A gazlen becomes mechuyev mishasak boye, because there is a gemara in Baba Kami. Reb Chaim discussed it. Tzadik Ches Samed Aleph. Tzadik Ches Samed Aleph. The fourth line. Omar Rabbe, Hazirik Madbeya Shal Chavir El Yamagot Lepotah. My time, Omar Homanach Kamoch, Iboi Shakl. So in other words, if somebody, Ruv Shimon, stands at the shore of the Yam, and he holds a matbea in his hand. Then Ruvain takes it and knocks it out from his hand and throws it into the yam. He doesn't have to pay because he can tell him, Hamanach Kamoch.
What?
Hamanach Kamoch. Go and pick it up. Did I destroy it? Go and pick it up. He's part. I mean, the Arishenim who passed that he's chayev because Gami is chayev. So a rabbi holds that Gami is potter. So that's why he's potter. So he has to be mazig yodayim. He's not mazig yodayim. But since we passed that Gami is chayev, so he's chayev mitzad Gami. But mitzad mazig yodayim, he couldn't be chayev because he can tell him, I wasn't mazig it. Where's the madriz? Yeah. So why don't you go down and pick it up? By time you are manach kamach, iboy shakli, v'hanem mila bitzulim, tikachozalei, aval achurim deloy kachozalei loy. So only if it's transparent, you
the
can
water,
see. The water is transparent, so you can see it. So then he's not in mazim yodai. Even though it's difficult to go down into the depths of the sea, but he's not in mazim yodai. But suppose the water is not transparent, so then it's considered like this being destroyed. What difference does it make whether it's destroyed or not? You can't even see it, so it's considered like mazig yodai. Avachun li chozal loy v'hanim mile da adi aduye aval shakle biyodaye mixel gazle hashove boy mevet. In other words, when do we say that if the water is transparent, so it's potam sad mazig yodai because you can see it, you can tell him go and pick it up? That's only if he just knocks out the matbea. Let's say Shimon was holding matbea, standing at the shore, and then Ruvain knocks it out. He doesn't take the matbea and throw it into the yam. So then he's potter, because there it's only a question of mazik. After all, he didn't take it; he just knocked it out from his hand. So mele. He's potter mitzad mazik. But suppose he takes it out from Shimon's hand and then he throws it into the yam, then he's chayev, because then he's mechuyev mitzad gazlan. When can we say manach kamoch? That's by mazik. You can say manach kamoch because the mazik is not chayev bashove, but the gazlan is chayev bashove. So a gazlan cannot say manach kamoch. He's a gazlan, so he has to pick it up. He can, so he has to pay for it. In other words, Rav Chaim mentions, we see from this Gemara a very basic halacha, that in order to be mechuyev misad gazlan, it doesn't mean you have to take it in order to be mishtab, to use it. The regular gazlan, so when he takes a chayfetz, why does he do it? Why does he take it? He wants to appropriate it to his own use, but here he just takes it in order to throw it away. He's also a gazlan.
Why does Rav Chaim have to say that?
Without this Gemara, I would say gazlan means if he gazles, in other because he wants to you to appropriate to his own use. But if somebody takes away the matbea from his hand in order to throw it into the yam, he's a mazik. He's not a gazlan. Gazlan means that he wants to use it. You see, Sheil Shlemidas is also a gazlan, even though he returns it. So, in other words, gazlan is only when he takes it in order to appropriate it to his own use. But if he takes it and he picks it up in order to throw it away, he's not a gazlan. So, Kmashmo, no, it doesn't make any difference why he takes it, as long as he makes a kinyan. But if Adyaduye just knocks it out, he doesn't make any kinyan. Some melee can only be mechuyev misad mazik. He can only be mechuyev misad mazik, so he's not a mazik, because he can say man chekamoch. But if he takes it, he makes a kinyan. Then there are two mechayvim. One mechayev is mitzad mazik. Mitzad mazik is not chayev because the mazik is not chayev bashove, so he can say manach kamoch. Mashein kein mitzad gazlan. Mitzad gazlan is mechuyev bashove. So mele, that's the pshat and thesis. I mean, come on. ויש למר די סובה שמואל די אגבוי צריך ניסוך יתפי די אפשר לניסוך בלוי אגבוי בלוי אגבוי because over there begin if חלבי של חברי so למילה יש חייב because there he the chiyuv is mitzad gazlen so if the chiyuv is mitzad gazlen so memele